Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees.
RK. Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, clear, 29 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 26 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 24 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 23 degrees.
Good evening, this is Matt, WSHU with the U of M from the United States. This is Matt Beats every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the U of M repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. I check in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I'll first take check-ins from mobile, portable, or short-time stations, then from echoing stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check into the U of M Sunday night net? Please call now.
Number 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, Ann Arbor.
I've got NASB, anyone else, mobile, portable, or short-time. All right, nothing heard. Go ahead, NASBE.
WSAU, Matt and Matt. This is NASBE, and we're, I guess you could say I'm mobile. I'm not in motion, though. I'm sitting in the truck in an effort to try to stay warm out here. Not a whole lot else going on. I'll be running the 80-meter Alacraft single sideband net tonight on 3803. If anybody would like to check into that, except for I will be operating remotely from a station in Rhode Island. Back to Matt, NASBD.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that's interesting that the Alacraft kind of has the remote operation sort of built into it, and it's even, or is just a control head for it. I guess Flight Radio does a good job of that, too. Anyhow, let's see, are there any Echolink stations for the U of M Sunday night? Please call now. All right. Charlie, nothing heard. Hanging all stations for the...
This is Kilo 8, Alpha Charlie Whiskey. Art in Utica, Michigan.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Oscar India Sierra, John.
Yeah, KB8OAS, and I think there was a station that was echoing that came after I came back and doubled with me. Can that station go ahead and give me their name and call sign?
Kilo 8, Alpha Charlie Whiskey, Art in Utica, Michigan.
KCECW, any other stations, any off stations for the Sunday night, please call now. So you might be a short note. I spent some time yesterday reprogramming one of my PMR radios. Because the arrow repeater is now off the air, I had to find another repeater to use for the arrow generated PMR net, and turned out I could get a repeater that was up in Nova and one in Detroit. There's three listening in Detroit. I could only get one of them to work. I don't know if those are all three of them are actually on air or not, but I ended up using one of the Detroit repeaters for the net. And weirdly, I got someone that doesn't usually check in to check in, but the two stations that normally check in didn't check in, so I'm not 100% sure all of that was working correctly. Anyhow, up next is KACW, and you'll be following tonight, KZ8OS. Go ahead, ACW.
This is K8ACW, Art, and I wanted to check in and say hi. I'm previous president of WAUM Radio Club from the Dearborn campus from 1969 through 1971, and so I thought I would stop in and say hi. So back to net control, K8ACW.
Thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. We're here every Sunday night, so feel free to check in whenever you want. And I guess I'll make an announcement, too. I alluded to earlier that the arrow repeaters are off the air. The arrow 2-meter, the 9.6, the 1.2-meter, and the 70-centimeter repeaters, 70-centimeter PMR repeaters are all off the air now, as well as the Echolink, or not Echolink, I'm blanking on the Fantastic and the Arden nodes that were up on the Wolverine Tower have all now been decommissioned as the building is being torn down. The Arrow's Monday night nets, at least normally when I was on the 9.6 repeater, will now be on the 7.4 repeater. That's once again the Arrow Monday night as the week, which is at 8 p.m. on Monday night, will move to the 7.4 repeater that's in the northeast corner of Ann Arbor. Anyhow, up next is KD8OAS.
KD8OAS, I'm at Ann Arbor. I guess we'll be the only three on the air tonight. Disappointing loss for the Lions. Just moments ago. Coincidentally, for Art, the club received an email from a current student at U of M Dearborn that was inquiring about joining the WAUM club. I think I'm pretty certain the club responded to that individual. I know the Ann Arbor campus had loaned or given equipment to the Dearborn maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Never followed up to see what happened, but I'm just guessing, Art, that your time at U of M Dearborn was prior to, say, 2017 or so. Back to you, Matt, KB8OIS.
Okay, ACW, if you have an answer to that question, I suspect, that's long after you were gone, but go ahead.
My time at U of M Dearborn was from 1969 to 1971. And at that time, we had Collins equipment that I can remember, which was a far cry better than what I had in my home QTH. There was some other equipment, but I can't remember. The just the Collins equipment. Back to net, K8ACW.
Let's see, this is WSAU with the ULM Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations we can check in? Please call now. Nothing heard. I was too busy trying to think about running the net. Didn't have a chance to think about complaining about how what a pain it was to reprogram my DMR or configure my DMR radio to use the other repeaters and like the programming software. Or actually, it wasn't really the programming software. It was more like Windows and the cable and the radio. All would only talk about one out of every about 10 times I tried to connect it up. So first time I tried to load the config in, it happened right away. But the second time, it wouldn't see that the radio was connected, and I tried that about five more times and gave up and walked away for a while and tried it like a couple more times. And last time it finally connected again because I neglected to set the color for the receivers on the various repeaters when I made the configuration of the new repeaters, which I don't know why they call it color because it's basically just a visual code to tell the repeater to open up the repeater in the same way that the analog tone does. But anyhow, that's what was I had to load it a second time because I forgot to do that the first time through, and the radio didn't seem to have a way to change that from the farm panel, but didn't seem to have a way to restore that. Anyhow, this is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday Night Message Buzz with the four check-ins with night control. Looks like a time of 11 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU and all these USYs that are seeing it.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Echo Lima, listening via Echolink.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 21 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 19 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 19 degrees.